WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 2:02 in the morning. Number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. It was streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. My name is Tony Smith. Send me email at tony@tonysmith.com. Here are my co-host JP.
Yes, sir.
And Don Corey Washington.
Present.
Live and in living color.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Wendy says hello, y'all.
What's up,
God
Wendy?
God bless your sister, Wen. Sister Annette. Ruby Annette.
But it's all good. It's all good. Appreciate y'all so much for tuning in to the program. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Hit me up on the Facebook. Just do a search on Tony at TonySmith.com. Because if you just type in Tony Smith, it's like, you know,
like 50,000 people.
A couple hundred pop up. But it's all good. Just a shout out once again to Reverend Alvin McKinney tuning in from the West Coast.
God bless you.
Have some music from him coming up in just a few minutes as well from his CD, A Spiritual Journey. I'm going to give him a quick shout out. And, of course, Nicole and Brother Todd are tuning in. Is that Nicole still on the line?
Yes, she is.
All right. She's holding for you.
Well, we'll pick back up in a few minutes.
Always good to hear from Nicole.
Oh, yes.
The little munchkin.
Precious. Precious munchkin.
Is she baking tonight, JP?
I don't think so.
I think she's chilling tonight.
Yeah.
Chillaxing.
Chillaxing.
Shout out to Phyllis Yancey, who is also tuning in.
Phyllis!
Yes.
Yes, indeed, from Arizona.
My future home state.
Yeah.
Praise God.
We also have Sister Rosie Ross, Sister Rosalind from Tennessee as well. She's tuning in.
Yes.
Also want to give a shout out to Ralph Lofton. Have some music coming, brand new music coming to you from his latest project.
Wow.
What's up, man? I know you're listening in between the pillows.
He probably got the saxophone in his hand.
No, he's going to have an organ next to
him. I'm thinking about Donald Hayes.
No. Ralph Lofton.
Got the keyboard laying across his chest.
Yes.
And also, shout out to Deidre Williams. Dee Dee. She's tuning in only. She's moaning.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Shout out to new listener, my boy. Oh, down in Aruba.
Oh, yeah. Who's that, man?
Gerald Griffith.
Gerald Griffith.
Works for the Hyatt Corporation down there.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Tonight.
All right.
Shout out to Carlos Barnett. What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos is on.
Down in the ATL.
Yeah.
And to all the saints at Christ Gospel Love Center down in Whitesboro, New Jersey, where I had the pleasure of being the seminarian this past weekend.
Go ahead, Don Corey Washington.
Because we did a seminar with them on music ministry in the church. And they just gave me the red carpet treatment. Had me at this wonderful hotel at Cape May called the Beachfront Inn.
Overlooking the beach, the ocean.
Yeah, I thought I was in the Caribbean.
Where'd you go?
Huh?
Where'd you go?
Whitesboro.
Okay.
Whitesboro is all the way down at the end of the parkway. As soon as you arrive there, it's like the parkway ends here.
Oh, is that right?
It changes into another route. It has two traffic lights. At that end of the parkway, it's a parkway.
Uh-huh.
And so we had a wonderful time with Bishop Edgar Robinson and the Christ Gospel Love Center Church.
Oh, okay.
Whitesboro, New Jersey.
Nice.
Praise Abba God.
Abba?
Abba.
Praise Abba God.
Arnishmauni.
Hey, what about you, JP? What you work on this weekend, man?
You know what I worked on.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to get this album finished. A lot of work. A lot of work.
People don't realize it unless you actually walk in those shoes.
It's a lot of work, guys.
Yes, it is. I know it is.
It's a lot of work, but it's all going to be worth it. Me and Tony are working behind the scenes of getting the cover and the insert together and, you know, chasing people down for their publishing. You know, and there's only two other people that I need their publishing. Because only had two other people submit for material. And so I finally got that this week.
That part is over.
Right. So, and then trying to get the publishing name from ASCAP and... It's a lot of work, guys, but by the end of April, Lord's willing, we will have a project to present to you where you can purchase it on JP's website. Website coming soon. That's being worked on also. So there's a lot going on.
Work in progress.
Yeah. I don't want to say what the website is yet because I'm not quite sure of the domain.
We'll wait.
But I think we picked jparkermusic.com. I think that's what we that's what we secured.
Just waiting on the clearance.
Right. We're just waiting on the clearance. And so there's a lot of work behind the scenes, you know, and trying to maintain household and church and what else you need to do for marketing purposes. But we're here.
That's right. That's right. We are here.
A lot of work. A lot of work. But it's all going to be worth it.
We're here on tonight.
That's right. 2:07 in the morning. It is Gospel Jazz Nations. We're here till 6 o'clock in the a.m.
That's right.
Giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental. And you know how we do. A little bit of everything else in between. And we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. That's WFDU.FM for the live stream. And we'd love to hear from you and then just spread the word about Gospel Jazz Nations, all right?
It's a
good thing.
Also, that fabulous group, Provenance.
You got a member on the line.
We were down we were down in Atlantic City this past Friday and with the John Howard Caravans group that comes from way back. And I'm telling you, these kids, you know, they got Bishop Charles Lyles a musician, and I'm telling you, that choir is awesome.
Really does.
You know, just good, pure music that you don't hear these days.
Right.
Really nice sound. They had an annual evening of elegance, and we were the special guests.
Nice.
Down at the Trenton, not Trenton, Atlantic City War Memorial Soldiers Home.
Okay.
Down in AC, Atlantic City. So, no, we didn't make it to the casino.
I was just about to, ask you, man. You didn't make it down there, huh?
We were at this beautiful structure in the midst of the hood, but you could see it in the backdrop.
In the backdrop, huh? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here safely and back home down Corey, Washington.
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing you real soon, man.
Yeah.
At the Amani Baptist Church doing the pre-Mother's Day.
Oh, yes, and event. They are waiting.
All right, man. That,
waiting and anticipating.
It's like Sister Deaconess Dorch is running things
Deaconess
over there.
Doris Dorch.
Okay. Running things.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to all the saints at Amani Baptist, those who are still up and listening. They do know about the broadcast.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Am I supposed to be putting anybody on, JP?
That's Annette.
Oh, she wants to speak to Don?
Put her on.
Put her on?
She wants...
What line? What line, JP?
Oh, boy. I didn't even look at it. I just picked it up.
All right.
I think it's two.
All right, let's try this here. Good morning, Gospel Jazz Nations.
Good morning.
Good morning. I picked the right one. How you doing?
Very good, sir. How are you?
All right, all right.
That's when.
Since
that's
Jesus is in charge of the ship.
Oh, yes, he is. Right. He is the captain.
Watch yourself.
The very bishop of our souls. Abba souls.
Abba.
Abba. Oh, Ibia Shanda.
There you go. See?
She had a new one tonight.
Oh, please. I didn't get
you saint.
Is that Sister Annette?
It is I.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Praise. Oh, give God glory. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Come on in the stands and say yes. Yeah.
No, you praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. God speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Did the Spirit give you the utterance?
Always. If I speak.
Oh, you speak it all right. I thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, Brother Tony. Praise the Lord, JP.
God bless you, girl.
Oh, we don't want all the earth to keep silent, so y'all can speak.
Yeah, we speaking.
Well, we just didn't want to get in the way of the prophetic.
That's right. We didn't want to
step on no toes.
Don't want to step on you.
You know, but since you said speak, you know, you praise him on this morning.
I tell. Yeah.
Lift your hands. And you tell the Lord.
Come on.
And you tell the Lord, thank you. For his grace and his goodness.
Yes.
That he has bestowed upon you.
Well, Mrs. Winifred Stewart is on the line with me. I said tonight I'm home resting And I said, I do not want to be up at that hour when those men get to work.
Yeah, wow. Said,
but you just felt the call of the Lord calling you to say, get up, my child, and call WFDU 89.1 FM.
Yeah.
God spoke and you listened.
A still voice came into my ear.
Yes. Get thee up quickly.
And move quickly and dial the number.
Yeah. And move. You know the still voice was mine.
Well, you know, he uses people, Winnie. God
uses people.
Hold on, watch this. Winnie, you got the Haagen-Dazs next to you?
Oh, my Lord, I already had it.
Wow.
If I'm not a prophet, if I'm not a man of God.
Oh, I perceive that.
I had it with apple pie.
Oh.
And a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Winnie.
Wow.
Yes.
I just felt in my spirit that you had that.
All right.
Now, y'all laugh. I am the prophet.
Okay.
Well, around 6 a.m., I'm going to want salmon and grits.
Well,
you know what? We'll be over.
That can happen. You know.
Now, JP, you don't like grits.
But I'll be over for the salmon.
Oh, okay.
Make no mistakes about it.
Either.
We will push that to the side.
I don't eat grits. Who want to eat that?
I do.
I agree with Jeanette.
Southern Negro.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
On that note. I got it.
Wow.
It took me some time, but I got it now.
All right.
Yes.
Wow. I love Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, darlings. I know I mentioned this last week, but JP and Don Corey, you were absent.
Yes.
So, yes. And we're not going to discuss why, but we just know
that's
you
okay.
weren't there.
I'm asleep. End
yes.
of discussion.
You know, you've got to come to work. I was trying to tell Tony, it's difficult, but I do understand. It's just difficult. But good help is around, but yeah. I know it's difficult.
Uh-oh. Call Kevin Moore.
Yeah, don't even start there.
Wow. I said, I don't believe this.
Yeah, I got
where
the report.
Are the brethren.
Yeah.
They were not there. Well, you know, Tony.
Yes.
We could not tarry 1 hour.
Could not. Well, you know what? Don't let me get on that subject, because Mark really tells us something. Jesus tells us something in Mark 14 regarding that. That's my sermon for Sunday.
Oh,
I don't want to discuss it.
All right.
Could you not tarry?
Could you not tarry 1 hour?
Wow.
Oh, you got to come and hear that sermon at the Strong Tower Church.
All right. Amen.
Yes, right there in Mark. Come on. Yeah, is this a prophet speaking?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
But, you know,
y'all.
Of course, we have some wonderful things coming down the pipe.
Yes.
For April, I mentioned on last week, of course, with the Jessicana concert at the Emmanuel Church of Christ.
Oh, yes. That's, all those
yes.
sopranos.
Yes, all
sopranos.
Of those wonderful sopranos.
Right. Yes.
Those wonderful sopranos.
And what's the date on that?
It's April the 17th, Friday, April the 17th, at the Emmanuel Church of Christ.
Yes.
And my dear friend, I failed to mention her, Doris Reagans, Evangelist Doris Reagans, her association's New Jersey chapter of Women in Leadership is sponsoring the actual presentation.
Okay.
So we wanted to make sure we mentioned her name on this evening. You know, saints just got to hear it.
Right.
And it's so important.
What's the address?
The address is 54 Irving Turner Boulevard in Newark.
Yes. Amen.
So I plan to be there. I'm going to be there along with those other 7 sopranos.
Okay.
And we have Mother Williams from True Worship. We have Mother Andrews from Revival Temple. We also have on that bill Charlene Nelson from Provenance, Evangelist Lorraine Stansel.
Nice.
Hallelujah. Right. And we also have Sherry McGee.
Yes.
Marcia Sapp has been added to the Just Sopranos presentation for the 17th. So, and Tina Marshall.
Yes.
So those ladies are going to be singing up a storm. And then, of course, we have some of the elite background singers of the world. You know, they are hired all over the country.
Yeah.
I just don't. Oh, this will
all
have a
male
lot
background.
Of them. Only one of them I will mention, and that's Art Farrar
Oh, yes, yes, author.
I'll just mention one.
Okay.
Wow. And I'll Ouch. Mention the other, yours truly.
Ouch.
Ouch. All right.
Yeah.
And also, no, Don Corey is one of the background singers we're using, and Andre Brown, and Pierre Cook. Wow. So it's going to be great. James Ferry is our musical director for this presentation.
Okay.
And we're expecting some fabulous people to surprise us and to be a part of our listening audience. But more than that, we are expecting the Holy Ghost to manifest itself in such a way that we have not seen the demonstration. I'm expecting God to move mighty. I believe souls are going to be saved, and someone is going to say, "What must I do to be saved?"
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I'm expecting that, and for all of the listeners this morning that hear us, you know, go on my Facebook, please, and check it out, and tell me that you want to see Jeff Soprano's concert in your hometown. You know, we're available. You know.
Yeah.
And what's your Facebook?
It's Ruby Annette Evans.
Ruby Annette Evans.
Ruby Annette okay. Evans. That's all my right. Facebook name.
Yeah,
the whole name, my name.
Oh,
now,
yes.
I don't know anything else because I'm just a new member of Facebook. So I don't have a lot of members, but I have like 175 of them.
It'll build up quick.
Friends. Of course. You know, I need friends. I need friends. Okay.
We all need friends.
So listen, I'm going to have one morning and spend some quality time with you, Jet.
Yeah,
please do.
And perhaps I might have to put on the microphone and be another co-host for an hour or so. Well, 30 minutes or so.
Wow. What?
30 minutes. I don't want to push it.
That's not working.
Well, please, let's not talk about the word, the W word.
Wow. All righty.
Yes.
But listen, yes. I think it's going to be a great concert. I think it's going to be a great presentation. And for those who really want to hear some good gospel singing, Mother Williams and Mother Andrews and Sherry and Lorraine and Marcia and Tina and Charlene are going to take us in.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm expecting that. I'm expecting it. It's just going to be a great time in the Lord. So do if you can, gents. I know, Tony, you're not available, but JP, I don't know what your schedule may be on Friday, the 17th of April, but take a trip down to Newark and say hello to the Saints.
To the Saints.
Yes.
Okay, I won't make a
don't
commitment.
Don't promise, baby.
But right, I won't promise.
Don't promise.
Because I have a lot on my plate right now.
Yeah, but, you do. I know.
You know,
with the wife and the children, understand.
No, just one.
The child.
Right, because the other
wife and child.
I'm speaking.
The others are grown. No, you ain't speaking. I'm going to shut that down right now.
Whoop.
Well, yeah. You'll know a prophet by what he says.
That's right.
Or
that's right.
She, if it comes to
that's
pass.
Right. That's what Pastor always says.
Well, now that's what the word says.
Right. Yeah. Yes, and the prophet and this prophet has spoken.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay.
And so it is.
It's a done deal.
Thank you.
Well,
JP.
You know, my favorite song that I would love to hear this evening is. I just love Richard Smallwood's Anthem of Praise. I love that. Before the end of the morning, please, if you guys could be so kind and let that ring through the airwaves.
You got it.
Is that something we can do?
We're going to try and get that on for you.
Oh, bless you, babies. Now,
all
listen,
right.
I'm going to listen to you for a few more minutes.
Okay, all right.
You sure?
Right. And maybe let somebody else talk and have something to say on this early morning.
All right.
2:20.
Sounds good to me.
We give God glory. Tony, be blessed with the Lord indeed.
You too.
And may his face shine upon you.
God bless you.
JP, come on and give you a hand. Lift your hand and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. To his will and his way. And Don Corey, you know what to do.
Amen.
Keep it real. Just keep it real.
And he always does.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
All right, y'all.
Thank love y'all. You all. Love Winifred, I'm hanging up from you guys.
Oh, right. Of course, and I am as well, because this is a three-way that you...
Oh, I initiated.
Yeah.
That's right. So when you go, everybody goes.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Be blessed, the Lord, my friend.
You Thank also. You.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, y'all. All right now. Bye-bye. WFDU 89.1 FM, 2:22 in the morning.
That's right.
Sister Ruby Annette Evans and Sister Winifred Stewart.
Yes.
You know how they do.
Yes.
Appreciate them so much. Let's get some music on. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. And have some exclusive music coming to you in just a second from Victor Wooten and also from Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum. In the meantime, here's music coming to you from none other than Brother Alvin McKinney. That's Reverend Alvin McKinney. The song titled Amazing Grace. I want to give a shout out on Facebook page to Melvin Thomas Jr. and also to Sister Regina Flowers tuning in this morning from the West Coast from L.A. And her birthday is just a few days after mine. Go ahead, girl. Virgo's in the house. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back with you. It's Gospel Jazz Nation. It's WFDU 89.1 FM. Thank you, Don Corey.
Thank you. calling my ring. Oh, this is my cry, yes. This is my plea, you see.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations at 2:32 in the morning here on the East Coast.
Yep.
East Coast in the house. That was music coming to you from Pastor Bruce Allen. I Need an Angel. Want to send that out to Sister Winifred Stewart.
Yes.
And Sister Marcia Moody. She always requests that song as well. Hopefully she's tuning in, has her ears all on this morning. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow.
Came up by surprise.
What was that all about?
Pathmark chicken.
You know what? You are crazy.
God,
wow. I was like, what is that?
It just came up all of a sudden. I'm sorry, guys.
It's like,
I'm sorry to you listeners.
Yes.
Wow.
Before Pastor Bruce Allen, we had music
we had a
from
belch.
Reverend Alvin McKinney giving you the song Amazing Grace. He's also coming to you from the West Coast, from California as well. And also from California, we have Sister Regina Flowers tuning in to Gospel Jazz Asians. Thank you, Regina,
Amen.
For tuning in.
Is my girl on?
Which one, man? You got many of them.
Thanks a lot, Toe.
You know you do, brother. Boy, I saw it for myself. I saw it for myself, man. I saw it goes on.
San Francisco.
Oh, Lene Battle. No, she's not on.
Lene. She hit me up last week.
I saw it myself, Don Corey at BB King's. I said, look at this boy right here.
Really?
Yes. Oh, you know, you've forgotten that, huh?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Two 33 in the morning. Shout out to Melvin Thomas once again. Melvin Thomas Jr. tuning in to Gospel Jazz Nation. Oh, there she is. Lene is on. Yes, she is on. There she is up there.
up there.
Also, Jonathan Dubose Jr. is tuning in on this morning.
Hey, the prophet. Right.
Yes, sir. Soul Live in the background. Shout out to P. Smallwood. Hopefully he's listening in this morning. Soul Live will be in here in New York City on April the 17th.
Ah,
I believe it is. Whatever that Thursday is. Hold on. April the 16th. I'm sorry. My bad, y'all. April 16th.
On a Wednesday.
That's a Thursday. That's right. April 16th. That's a Thursday, bro. Look at JV said, nah. Yeah, I have rehearsal myself, man, for recording, so I won't be able to make it. But those of you who want to try and catch Soul Live here in New York, and I'm sure they'll be playing a lot of music from their forthcoming project that's going to be released about the same time, if not next week.
That's right.
Check them out. Yeah, Lene Battle is on. What's going on, Lene?
Lene.
She said, hey, San Diego is in the house.
All right.
What's up, mama?
Cheers. Yeah. Shout out once again to Sandra Williams. She was there on last Wednesday night at BB King's Blues. They're in Times Square on 42nd Street during the Victor Wooten J.D. Blair drums and bass concert on Wednesday night. Man, what a concert. Fantastic. Special guest that came through, bassist Oteil Burbridge, fantastic bass guitarist. And this young lady here from Australia, J.P. Tal Wilkenfeld. Tal, just type in T-A-L, go to YouTube. T-A-L, that's the first name, Tal Wilkenfeld, W-I-L-K-E-N-F-E-L-D. Check her out.
Amen.
This girl on bass is incredible,
wow.
Y'all.
Wow.
She's in her early 20s. And Steve Bailey stepped in through as well. Man, everybody was on stage.
Wow, they got her on here with Jeff Beck.
Yes, indeed. She was on tour with Jeff Beck for a minute. Also in the house was Larry Hartke. Want to give him a shout out, my man Larry Hartke from North Jersey. He's gonna hook me up with some equipment. Thank you, Larry.
Ah,
yeah, man. Bass amps were sounding real good coming out of there from Victor Wooten, and also my man Lou from Federa Bass.
Yeah,
the bass was sounding nice.
So you met Mr. Hartke.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mr. Hartke was there.
Mr. Hartke was in the house. Yes, he was.
I worked with one of his. His sister is a co-worker.
Okay.
She teaches in the city of Orange.
Hit him on Facebook, man. He's on Facebook as well. Yes, he is. Make him a friend. Go ahead.
Okay.
Check him out. Give him a shout out. And also on Friday night, man, it was a busy week for me. Headed out to the Nokia Theater on Friday night to catch the Sax for Stacks concert featuring Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum.
Wow.
Fantastic concert. It was the first kickoff. First leg of the Sax for Stacks tour, kicking off on Friday, and then on Saturday they headed to Reading, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And that was incredible too. But special guest that came through, Kenneth Whalen III, came through, did a little something as well. You can see those videos on my Facebook page.
That boy is wicked.
Yeah. And it was a pleasure meeting his fiance as well. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Shout out to Kenneth. I see you, brother. Doing your thing, man. And the following day he was at the auditions for Making of the Band, and he was hilarious, man. He was just talking about all the
he was at the auditions
for Making. Yeah, he was one of the judges for Making of the Band.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, you don't need to audition.
Yeah, that's what I say. Hey,
no, not at all. No, he's one of the judges, man. But anyway, Shout out to each and every one of you for tuning in to Gospel Jazz Nation on this morning. And I have exclusive footage from Wednesday night and also from Friday night. All right. I'm going to get that on for you in just a second. Number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. Sister Regina, yes, I'll tell Jonathan Dubois Jr. you said hello. Jonathan, Brother Jay. Sister Regina says hello, man.
What's up?
Jonathan Dubois.
Yeah, I'm going to get some music on from him as well a little later on.
He's headed for the pastor.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he's showing up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We were just communicating on Facebook not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a busy man, too.
Yeah.
Right here is music coming to you from Victor Wooten. This is Victor Wooten and J.D. Blair. J.D. Blair is playing a set of drums. It's half and half. Half, you know, real drums, and the other half is electronic drums. It's a Yamaha set of drums, and the music that you're going to hear in the background was all done on the drum set. All right?
Jesus.
And some sampled keyboard sounds and all that. And it's just him and Victor Wooten. Victor is on bass and also on vocals. This is called Wade in the Water. You're going to like this right here, y'all.
Amen.
This is live. This is a Gospel Jazzation exclusive recording right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Check this out. Let me know what you think.
Thank you.
Live and JD Blair on drums. That was just, it was actually two people playing there, y'all.
Crazy.
Just two people.
Wow.
And that was Victor Wooten on vocals and vocoder, as JP astutely noted. 201-692-2012 is the number, and we're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Marcy Hall in ATL.
What's up, Marcy?
Hey, Marcy.
Checking us out. WFDU.FM. Thank you so much, Marcy. Also to Sister Regina Flowers, tuning in still.
What's up, Regina?
On this morning.
On this morning.
And Reverend Alvin McKinney and his wife was tuning in for a little bit. And it was a blessing for the two of them to tune in to Gospel Jazz Nations for the first time. Appreciate y'all so much.
Bless you.
Play that song, Amazing Grace, from his CD.
Yes.
Look out for him in the very near future. He's got a YouTube video. I think he said he's going to try to upload it. Did you get that uploaded yet, my friend? I'm trying to get that information out to him so y'all can check him out. That's Reverend Alvin McKinney right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM. In the meantime, I'm going to give you some music now from the Sax for Stacks. This is a little melody that Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum did. Wish y'all were there, man. I'm telling you. This is live at the Nokia Theater in New York City on this past Friday. Another Tony Smith recording. I don't know if Kevin is home yet to catch this. My boy going to be mad that he's going to miss it. This is a gospel melody featuring on tenor saxophone, Gerald Albright on tenor and soprano saxophone, Kirk Whalum. Y'all going to like this right here. It was nice too, Don, seeing both of them on tenor sax and switching off alto, soprano, just pulling out all the
stops.
All the artillery. You saw the videos I posted, Don?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I have to go look.
Got to check them out, brother.
Yeah.
2:46 in the a.m. Here is Sax for Stacks right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Check this out. See if you recognize this. Thank you.
CD called The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. Thank you.
sun and the moon. Everything I have, I'm so glad I know.
That's right, y'all.
You are everything. Everything, 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 everything.
Everything is you.
Nice, fellas. That was none other than Gerald Albright and Kirk Whelum coming to you from the Sax for Stacks tour. That was the live recording from yours truly, Tony Smith. Exclusive here in Gospel Jazzation. It's only going to get it here, y'all. Know how I do, man. But catch that tour when it comes to a place near you. Lene Battle says she's already checked it out. It's coming to San Diego. Just a few more weeks, girl. Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Got some more music to you. Coming to you. I'm going to send this out to the ATL, the Marcy Hall.
Yes.
At the 3 o'clock hour. You're going to like this one. She was really enjoying that last selection there from Kirk Whelum and Gerald Albright. Man. You Are Everything is on the Gospel According to Jazz Chapter 3, featuring Doc Powell on guitar. All right. Shout out once again to prophesying guitarist himself, Jonathan Dubose Jr. And also to Sister Regina Flowers, tuning in on this morning. Thank you, Sister Regina. In the background, that is none other than Soul Live. Shout out also again to, well, not again, to Sister Charlene. She's on Facebook right about now. She's online, Don Corey. Hit her up, man.
I see.
Hit her up.
She's probably at work.
Oh, okay. Big Mike from Las Vegas. He's tuning in on this morning as well.
Some Mike.
Sister Jasmine Miller. Carlos Barnett. All y'all.
Yes.
We'll be right back with you, y'all, at the top of the hour. About 30 seconds. It'll be 3 o'clock in the a.m.
All of y'all.
This is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1.
Da-da-da.